We're talking to Alan Birga. He is the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan, someone just texted in, indicated that they had heard that there was a study out there somewhere that some elementary school kids were asked the question, where does milk come from? And a large percentage of them indicated on the test, on the multiple choice, that it was almonds that where milk came from. And, of course, the point is made in this text saying, hey, wait a minute here. There's a law out there. I know you've been pushing this as well.
Yep.
All the USDA has to do is enforce the law on the books about labeling here. And where are we at on that?
Okay, so first of all, if that is not fake news, that would be a helpful piece of information to know. So I hope the person with the text might know what the source is. As far as what's going on that front, you know, I think this is really an important year on this issue for dairy specifically and for consumers. We have an FDA chair, commissioner, Stephen Hahn, who seems to get it on the issue. We have an increasing number of lawmakers supporting labeling integrity. We just had a letter go to FDA, actually, this week, signed by 58 members of the House of Representatives, bipartisan letters, saying that something needs to be done on this issue. And if there's ever a time for dairy to make its voice heard on this issue, the time is now. I think FDA gets it, but it's hard to overcome 40 years of bureaucratic inertia and whatever is going on in terms of attention to other issues. You know, the easiest thing to do is nothing. We have to make sure that this is the year that nothing isn't the option. You know, those kids may think that's where milk comes from, but that's not where the nutrients come from, and it's the nutrients that they need. It's a time for action and to be continued, and stay tuned on that front.
Yeah, it's sad. It's commentary on the bureaucracy where you have to pass a law to enforce an existing law.
Well, you know, and it's because you haven't seen enforcement from the FDA, plant-based manufacturers are becoming more bold in this. You know, butter is in its own category. Butter actually has a congressional act. It is the only congressionally mandated standard of identity, which is the Butter Act, which has been around for about 100 years now. You're seeing now companies that would normally call their products margarine, and they do qualify as margarine, they're calling themselves plant-based butter because butter is a more desirable product than margarine, and they know the FDA is not going to do anything. So you see these bad precedents being set, and then they start to spread. And with every time that happens, it becomes a bigger deal for the dairy industry. But this is a big one that we're trying to get off the table.
All right, Alan. Thanks for all your work. Great information again. We'll talk again in 2 weeks, all right?
Take care.
Alan Birga here today, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, and that is Farm Talk.